find out what pilots in the Navy have seen, you know, that you haven't been told about. But then the real message here is how we don't really even know the half of it, because only maybe 5 to 10% of all the incidents have even been reported. There's no good mechanism for it. People have been acting like it doesn't happen, and so they don't investigate these things afterwards. People are afraid to talk. And, you know, it's all of that side of things. And then, you know, hey, do we actually have these downed craft? Allegedly, yes. Do those downed craft have, you know, non-human bodies inside of them? Allegedly, yes. You know, are we creating secret off-the-books accounts for defense contractors to reverse engineer the technology that they find in these crafts? Allegedly, yes. And why don't we know about this? And who has oversight over this? Well, those are the real issues, right? That's the real stuff that they were talking about. But in order to get to that stuff, you know, you kind of go through the opening comments. That was Glenn Grothman. He is the chairman of the Oversight Committee on, what is it, it's Borders and Foreign Affairs or something like that, under the Oversight Committee. This is Tim Burchett.
It's been so difficult to get here today. I've said, you know, in the Baptist Church, we'd say that the devil's in our way. And the devil has been in our way through this thing. We've run into roadblocks from members, from the intelligence community, the Pentagon. I proposed legislation to go in the FAA reauthorization that just said if an airline pilot has a sighting, that when he makes that report to the FAA, that it would come to Congress. But I was told that the intelligence community did not like that, and the amendment was not even heard in committee. I think it's time for this country to take back our country. We need to tell the folks at the Pentagon they work for us. Dadgummit, we don't work for them.
Anybody who pauses before choosing to use the word dadgummit as an emphatic, I mean, I have automatic respect for that. Because that wasn't just like off my tongue, right? Just like I can't help myself. Like, you know, if you swear, you know, and then every once in a while you just swear by inadvertency. This is like pause, hit it, go on.
We need to tell the folks at the Pentagon they work for us. Dadgummit, we don't work for them.
Right? But no, I like that. He's exactly right. And by the way, that should be obvious. You know, this is the kind of thing that there should be a fairly clear direct reporting, at least to Congress, that these incidents have happened. You know, and I know some of the arguments against reporting on some of this stuff has to do with protecting, like, you know, it's not just protecting our technology, right? It's not that these videos, for example, show how good our video is or something like that. It's that if the report includes the fact that something was jammed, radar, for example, then you're starting to disclose capabilities of our radar. You know, like there's all of that kind of secondary layer of information that can be gained. This is why you don't talk about, for example, sources and methods when you talk about how you get intelligence information, because the way you get it is a big part of what you know. And telling what you know often implicates how you got it. And, you know, you have to be really careful about what you say about what you know, because that can tell your adversaries things about what they don't know. Or you know, so it's this whole game about keeping information and technology secret. All fine. But somebody in Congress is supposed to have oversight over this. Therefore, at least some folks in Congress ought to be able to have the basic information that this is happening. And the other part of this is not just about, well, are there aliens? Aren't there? Who's got this technology? What is it? Is it ours? How much do we know? But is it even safe to be flying? Because if you've got commercial pilots reporting this stuff and you've got Navy pilots reporting this stuff and, you know, you've got, you know, 10 or 50 foot long Tic Tacs, you know, flying at Mach 1 between two F-18s on maneuvers, that's an unsafe situation. And knowing whether, for example, commercial aviation or even naval or Air Force aviation is safe, that's an important part of this too. And, I'm always hesitant to engage in any kind of speculation on these things, but if you go down the path of taking these accounts at face value, saying that they are real, I have no reason to think they're not, saying that there's stuff going on up there that at least these folks who are the most knowledgeable in their field, these pilots and investigators and intelligence officer, they don't know what it is. And it's doing things that we can't understand that potentially puts our, for example, military jets in jeopardy. Well, now you start to ask questions like, you know, we've had an awful lot of civilian aviation mishaps over the years. Some we know what happened, some we don't know what happened. Is it possible that some of the we don't know what happened were related to, I mean, we don't know. And again, I hate to speculate, but those are natural questions you start to ask about the safety factor when it comes to general aviation.
Considering the thousands of testimonies and videos taken on people's phones and eyewitnesses' accounts made by credible witnesses such as doctors, pilots, scientists, and active duty service members, it is unacceptable to continue to gaslight Americans into thinking that this is not happening or that the potential of intelligent life forms exists other than humans. Even more alarming is the fact that these eyewitnesses are many of times service members and have no assurance that their lives will not be negatively impacted or even harmed by their experiences. In being an active duty service member working on an airfield, I've had conversations with many pilots where they were in fear of coming forward for retribution and or being taken off flight status. How do we know this? Because the government has said nothing to assure us otherwise.
That's Representative Ana Paulina Luna from Florida. So, you know, you have people keeping secrets, you have some, clearly from some of the testimony that was given, you have people feeling threatened about keeping silent. Others feeling that they can disclose, by the way. It's fair to mention that as well. But the fact that there's clearly efforts to keep a lot of this information secret and, you know, actively suppress information, you start to wonder things like, well, why? You know, why is it being kept a secret, right? Is it just because, you know, we're all like kindergartners, we need to be protected from the truth, the way parents don't tell the fourth, you know, the 6-year-old or the 5-year-old everything that's true in the world? Or is there something else going on, right? That kind of eager, aggressive suppression of information begs questions about the motives of over why it's being suppressed. You know, is that just a matter of protecting national secrets? Well, you know, it seems less likely the more you learn about it. Jared Moskowitz, former director of Florida Department of Emergency Management, now a congressman.
The American people have regular questions. What are UAPs? How come the media doesn't report more on them? Are they foreign adversaries? Are they U.S. technology? Are they something else? They ask themselves, how come when a Russian jet shoots flares at one of our drones, we have perfect pictures and videos to show the American people and the world? But when it comes to UAPs, nothing.
Fair, right? Fair. Now, is that because it's being concealed, or is that because they have disabling technology and the video doesn't exist? Either answer is an important answer, right? So I thought this was an extremely fascinating hearing. I continue to say what I have said for a long time, which is I don't know the truth of any of this. I don't pretend to know the truth of any of this, but I'm glad we're finally paying attention, because like so many other subjects, until we get open, fair, honest, transparent reporting about the situation, we can't have any clue about how significant. I mean, this could be the most important story of the history of our species. Or it could be a story about the government covering up for technology that's developed. Either way, it's important. Or it could be something else. I'm open to possibilities. But, you know, when you talk about the significance of something like this hearing, you know, could be one of the most significant things that's ever happened. 519 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about getting that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to go because, you know, excellent selection, cars that are like new, you know, a year or two or three old. And they treat it as if they don't want to just one time sell you a car and then hope you never come back. You know, like sometimes you go to a used car place and you're like, man, they don't want to see me again and I don't want to see them again. You know, like you feel you barely survived the process. It's not like that at Frontier. We went there just looking to test drive a car. It was such a good deal and they were so great that we bought a car from them. And I thought that was it. I mean, literally, I thought that was it. Okay, I had a great experience, but I thought, okay, fine. 6 months later, Calvin, my sales guy, calls and says, hey, anything wrong with the car? I'm like, why? I mean, you know, why are you bothering me? Like, I don't know. Why are you calling me? It's weird. And I said, no, it's fine. A year. And what happened is in the meantime, we had discovered that there was one of the physical keys didn't work. Like the fob worked fine, but the physical key that goes inside the fob, that didn't work. And you're never going to use it. But still, he called up a year later. He's like, is there anything wrong with the car? And I told him about the key. And he said, well, bring it in. We'll replace it. And I'm thinking in my head, like, well, I bet you'd like that, you know, $150 for me. Because it's a way, you know, defensive against used car sellers. And he says, no, it's what? We sold you a car. You expect two keys. You get two keys. I brought it in. 10 minutes later, I had two keys. I mean, it was that easy. No charge. And I've talked to other people who, you know, kind of similar things. And the point is not like I had a problem. I complained to them and, you know, they grudgingly took care of it. They're actively looking to make sure that you're super satisfied with your purchase, even as late as a year later. And they will take care of it if there's anything. I mean, that's the kind of relationship they want. So, I mean, I'm not going anywhere else. I mean, why would I? Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. They have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters.
For matters in Tennessee, visit CordellCordell.com. 200 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37402. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
It always goes wrong when we come to the dessert. Always.
Express yourself. Express yourself.
You don't. Good morning, 524 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Waiting with staring eyes in the newsroom. I feel like my soul got penetrated there, David, the way you're looking at me. David Wayne's our headlines.
Good morning.
He's just like, I'm just looking at you, man. This is how this goes.
Just what happened.
And
here.
And by the way, we have Gracie sitting in this morning for Candy, who's out for the day. So morning and night. And by the way, the show in the afternoon sounds great. You and Joe are
thank
doing
you.
Great at that.
Absolutely
so.
Does.
Yeah, thank you.
If y'all don't listen to that, Pensacola right now from 4 to 7, you know, Bobby Rossi had to leave for basically some time scheduling personal reasons. I mean, I don't want to get into it, but, you know, he still works with us. Like, he actually filled in for me when I was on vacation. So not an issue. But Joe and Gracie are doing this news program in the afternoons where they just go through all the news and tell you all the news. And it's, I mean, really, really good. So I appreciate you guys doing that. David's got our headlines. David?
Former President Donald Trump now facing another charge in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. Special Counsel Jack Smith filed a new indictment yesterday alleging that Trump requested security footage at Mar-a-Lago be deleted. The Justice Department launching a civil rights investigation into claims that the Memphis Police Department uses excessive force against black people. The probe announced yesterday, coming 7 months after the death of Tyree Nichols. And I don't know how we're going to go on after this news, but the Emmy Awards are being delayed, Andrew.
No!
I know, it's awful.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Variety reporting that the vendors for the award show were told it will not air on September 18th.
Oh, was that it?
That's pretty much, yeah, I feel like that's an underwhelming story. Yeah, not going to happen.
All right, so life must go on.
Somehow, some way, we will persevere.
Right. We'll make it work anyway. David, thanks so much for the update. 526 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Jim Jordan, Congressman Jordan from Ohio, has released the Facebook files indicating what you might call ham-fisted, clumsy, over-the-top, and aggressive censorship intent and some efficacy by the Biden administration over social media that you know, pervade messages that they thought were inappropriate, especially surrounding COVID, including a meme. They got a meme censored. Like, you know, the Leonardo DiCaprio where he's like holding the coffee and a cigarette and he's pointing with his other hand at the screen. And, you know, the picture is the picture, but then there's all kinds of things on top of it. And the this one was 10 years from now, you will be watching TV and hear, did you or a loved one take the COVID vaccine? You may be entitled to compensation. You know, that kind of like the all the whatever. So they got that one censored by Facebook. They wanted a meme censored on Facebook because it dared to question their view of the world. And listen, I not to repeat the obvious, but you know, I was in favor of masks. I was in favor of the vaccine. I think I've had three of them now. Three, you know, two plus the booster, maybe a fourth one. I just don't remember it. But you know, I've had a not full series. Like I'm not fully up to date, but I got a bunch of them in the beginning. So I'm not the guy who's like, man, I told you so. I'm just saying, allow people to speak, you know, allow people to have their view. This is, listen, the First Amendment says, right? Congress shall make, now I know the executive is not Congress, but do you really believe that it's the executive's privilege to be censoring religion, speech, assembly? I mean, no, right? That's ridiculous. So the authority granted in Article 1, Section 8, you know, it's not like we granted the president more power to restrict than we granted to Congress. But so should the federal executive, the president's office, or anybody subordinate to him be involved in persuading social media companies to take down information that doesn't align with their message? No, that's fascism. I mean, like, that's the bad stuff, okay? So this is coming out now that they have done this. It's not, it's really, really bad. 437-1620. Oh, in case... I'm sorry, but I have to, in case you're thinking about getting syphilis, sorry, David fell over. In case you're thinking about getting syphilis, you might want to rethink that decision because there is an antibiotic shortage right now. I hadn't been aware of that, but the issue is not per se that we're short on antibiotics, even though, you know, Pfizer is one of the producers of and you had those issues with their plant. But more to the point is that the number of cases is so high that demand is way up. Therefore, supply has been harmed and they're actually having to, you know, retool basically to try to produce more. The rate of syphilis in one story that I read said it was up 30% this year. Over last year, it's up 75% over the last 6 years, according to the CDC. 176,000 cases in 2021. Rates are highest among infants of Native American, Native Hawaiian. This is congenital. And you got to be really careful because this can kill children. Okay, this is really bad. 2,800 cases. Including 220 stillbirths or infant deaths due to syphilis. It's really serious. Native American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, and black mothers are the main victims of this. And the problem is that we have so much more syphilis, and we don't have enough because, you know, we're not geared up to produce enough of the particular bicillin, or sometimes called penicillin G benzathine, to take care of this increasing demand, essentially. So, yeah, people having either promiscuous or unprotected or just, you know, whatever. Also, there's this interesting structural problem that drug companies don't make a lot of money on innovating antibiotics, and so there's not as much incentive for them to develop that as other kinds of more exotic, rare, or treating previously untreatable conditions that they might make a lot more money on. So there's a little bit of a structural problem here. Yeah, rates of syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, all surging, in part due to the health landscape and lack of, you know, public health, but also just because, you know, more and more people are doing stuff they shouldn't be doing. And this is dangerous to people and also in pregnant women and children.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Three new charges against former President Trump and his indictment over mishandling classified documents include accusations he tried to destroy evidence.
Yesterday's filing also bringing charges to a third defendant as prosecutors now accuse the former president of asking the head of maintenance at his Mar-a-Lago club, Carlos de Oliveira, to delete security camera footage. De Oliveira faces charges for conspiracy to obstruct justice. President Trump telling me exclusively, quote, it is election interference at the highest level.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Trump's also now accused of showing a classified national security document to visitors at his golf club in New Jersey. Randy Meisner died. He was 77 years old, a co-founding member of the Eagles. He quit the band in 1977 right after a tour, later saying he chose sanity over money. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531, News Radio 92.3. It's 77. Partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Well, there was a presentation on impact fees at last night's Santa Rosa County Commissioners meeting. That presentation by Duncan Associates. Santa Rosa County leaders ended up not taking any action, but, well, they did talk about it.
I do think that something, you know, a reasonable impact fee, a reasonable amount, which, frankly, I see the $1,636 average for a single-family home appears to be pretty darn reasonable.
That's Commission Chairman Colton Wright. And during that presentation, Duncan Representative Clancy Mullins outlined potential impact fees for buyers of new homes. They ranged from $1,586 for homes less than 2,000 square feet up to $1,846 for 3,000 square feet or more. It separates fees for parks and law enforcement that were added. They'd range from $1,911 to $2,254 for single-family homes. Federal prosecutors say a 35-year-old Milton man will spend the rest of his life in prison for sexual abuse of a child and child porn charges. U.S. Attorney Jason Coody says Christopher Hoffman was convicted on charges including engaging in child exploitation. Back in May of 2021, special agents from Homeland Security Investigations say they saw a message from Hoffman's online persona in Sario that indicated he had access to a child he was abusing and grooming. He was arrested after online investigators traced the profile back to his address in Milton. If Hoffman is ever released, he would be on supervised release for life and required to register as a sex offender. Florida Senator Rick Scott voicing his frustration over today's scheduled phone call with Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall.
No one has said that our bases have any problem fulfilling their mission. Nobody. So this seems like it's just a political decision by the Biden administration. But I'm going to fight like hell to stop it.
Scott, along with Senator Marco Rubio and Congressman Matt Gaetz, bracing for the news that the Air Force intends to move special operations forces out of Hurlburt Field. Scott says he was blindsided over the lack of transparency, called it, quote, wrong and inappropriate. According to Channel 3, a 2022 economic impact statement shows military and civilian salaries bring more than $1 million into the local economy. And a man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in South Florida. Police in Miami Beach say an officer shot a man that was armed with a knife and had taken hostages in a Victoria's Secret store. The suspect reportedly held a knife to a woman's throat. Eventually, officers shot the man. He died at the scene. Right now, no word on a motive or how the man may have known the women. They were not hurt. One witness at the scene did report that the two hostages were a mother and daughter. FDLE still investigating. 534 at News Radio 92.3.
It's going to be a warm and humid day today with temperatures topping out in the low to mid 90s. 20% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the upper 70s. As we head into the weekend, humidity continues to rise with rain chances slowly increasing for both Saturday and Sunday. 30 and 40% chance of rain both days, and we will have our temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
77 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Your next news at 6. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Monday, July 17th at approximately 8:30 p.m., someone threw a brick through the window of this particular location. This brick had graffiti on it, some anti-Semitic graffiti that was on it. So we was contacted. We launched an investigation. We've had, off the top of my head, we've had at least 2 others that we know for a fact are anti-Semitic. One was the old train station, and one was, I want to believe it was 8th and Cervantes.
Wow, this is, it's not the kind of thing you expect. It's very disappointing for our community to have even, you know, just anti-Semitic, racist, light kind of, you know, just breaking a window and threatening a person because they were in their preparations at that moment and, you know, having anti-Jewish messages and just... It's ugly, right? You hope better for your community. You know, you can't make everybody perfect, but you'd like to have 0%. You know, that'd be the nice place to be. So we talked about this yesterday with Mike Wood. He's Public Information Officer for PPD. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning.
Andrew, before we get started, I just want to let you know that I do know who you are. And congratulations on the Marconi Award nomination.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's very kind. So what is going on here? Is this a pattern? How serious are these incidents? Tell me what I don't know.
Well, we've had 3 incidents, and we're taking those very seriously because of simply what happened, the anti-Semitic writings, the graffiti, the message on the brick. So there's been 3 of them, and we have detectives working on that, and hopefully we'll be able to make an arrest on that soon. So, you know, this can be could be a hate crime. It all depends. You know, if you have a 10-year-old that's doing it that just copied things from off the internet, is that a hate crime? Probably not. But if we arrest somebody that we find lots of things on their computer, we find things at their home and things like that that make it no doubt that it's a hate crime. So that kind of distinction needs to wait until we make an arrest.
No, that's fair. You know, I don't know if I should tell this story, but it gets to your point about inadvertency. I mean, I remember when I was like, 5 or 6, and I had made a paper airplane. And knowing no better, I had drawn the swastika on the tail of it or whatever. And my mom was like, No. You know, like, you know, so it's, you got to tell whether, are we dealing with, like you said, you know, a kid, or are we dealing with something that's really deliberate? Now, I know the one at the temple, and then I guess graffiti at the train station was another one. What was the third incident?
At East Hill Animal Clinic or Animal Hospital.
Okay. All right. So this is ongoing, just trying to figure out, aside from the fact that they were three anti-Semitic incidents or graffitis or vandalism, I mean, is there any other evidence at this point linking them? Is it the timeliness of them all together? You tell me. You know better. I don't know.
Well, other than the timing, all three were close together. That's the only link that we have between the timing and the content. So,
okay.
Yeah, until we're able to make an arrest, we can't say for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. We'll look forward to finding out more about that. This incident on Palafox with the guy in the mask and the machete and the taser and the clanging sound of the machete not being in his possession anymore, this is scary to imagine how people might have reacted to this. He could easily have wound up getting killed over this. Thank goodness the officers chose a less lethal form of response. But, man, what an awful incident.
Yeah, you know, I'm always talking about how these officers have to make split-second decisions, and that was one of them. They were on Palafox. There's a lot of pedestrians down there. And to use the firearm certainly would have been justified in this situation. But they have to think about what's beyond that individual. And if there's pedestrians back there, then maybe you need to try less lethal first. And that's what they did. And fortunately, it worked.
Yeah. And they yelled several times, you know, drop it, drop it, drop it. Why don't people just drop it? I just don't get it. You know, you can save yourself an awful lot of problems. And instead, he didn't, and he doesn't. And so, I mean, there we go. We also... I know you and I had talked about this last week, but I just want to, you know, check in. Do we have any more information on the shooting that took place at Creighton last week?
No, that one's still under investigation. We have investigators working on that. The last time I checked with them, they had not run into any brick walls on that particular case. So hopefully that one will come to a conclusion soon as well.
All right, very good. And I guess there was a kind of an unusual incident that took place at the Sonic, or, you know, in the vicinity of the Sonic on 9th Avenue?
Yeah, officers responded to the Sonic in reference to a male that was selling stolen property from a previous burglary on East Jordan Street. The individual fled over to 7-Eleven Underwood, which is an apartment complex near there. Officers made contact and arrested him. And meanwhile, here comes someone else running in that direction and being chased by an employee at Pensacola State College. And it turns out that individual burglarized the school and took a laptop, and he ran right toward Pensacola police who were working that previous case, and he was taken into custody too. So it wasn't his day.
That's just like a movie or a TV show.
You guys are in the middle of making arrest on Underwood with this other stolen property case, and the PSC campus security police, I don't know which, chases a thief running away with a laptop right into your net. that's crazy.
Yeah. It was one-stop shopping for bad guys at that point.
That's hilarious. So I guess the rule is, you know, if you see police in the area, try to chase your thieves in that direction. I got to ask this. Is there comparable body cam of the guy suddenly realizing what's happening and dropping the laptop to the ground for that clanging around like the machete drop, or there's nothing like that, is there?
I haven't looked. Probably not. I'm sure that he realized he ran in the wrong direction fairly quickly, though.
Oh, man. I would love to see the expression on his face. Just, what did I run into? Yeah. Quick timeout. We'll get back to Mike Wood in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I'm into this. As we take a look at our roads, we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything is running fine. Not showing any problems on 29. That looks accident-free. We're watching areas where the maybe the lights, that's the only congestion I'm seeing, and nothing too long. If you see an accident or happen.
Yeah, I do. He, Freddie Ramirez, Director Ramirez is his name. He comes to the PIO workshops that I attend every year. Comes in, introduces himself to the class. He has lunch with us. And I've got to tell you, what an outstanding individual this man is. The people that work for him, officers that work under him, say that he is a great motivator and leader. And for something like this to happen to him, where he shot himself in the head, is just, it was very shocking to me and everybody that knows him. So You know, this just goes to show something like this. You never know what people are fighting on the inside. It can happen to absolutely anyone. And, you know, if things like that, if you're fighting those demons inside, just, you know, I urge people to reach out. You know, you can call the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline or just simply talk to somebody before doing something drastic like that. But, yeah, it was shocking. He's a wonderful person.
You know, it reminds me of, it's a very different circumstance, but you'll tell me if I'm making a completely inappropriate connection. I remember talking with former police chief Tommy Leiter after the the race incident where he said that, look, what happens is officers sometimes go through trauma that accumulates over time, and it's not necessarily one big event, but it's just, you know, things pile up and accumulate and, you know, like plaque in the arteries kind of thing in your brain and over time, and then suddenly something just snaps or goes wrong or whatever, and it, you know, somebody can seem like they're handling it, and sometimes they pretend to be handling it and they're not, but it's not necessarily a thing that can set somebody off, but it can just be all of the accumulated trauma and the things that police officers see over the course of their careers. Am I misreading this situation or?
No, that's exactly right. You know, officers see more traumatic things in a month than most people will ever see in their lifetimes. So you take an officer that goes 20, 25, 30 years of service, that can build up. But, you know, fortunately, it used to be back in the day, you only went to see a counselor if something traumatic happened to you or you were involved in it or you witnessed it. Now we have the option of going anytime we want to, which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, no, and it's good to have that, and good to have the, you know, sort of have to go every once in a while just to make sure. Let's check everybody out and make sure that they're getting the help and diagnosing things before they're to that stage, obviously. Last thing that we always like, well, my, you know, I know this is a very difficult thing for you to go through, so I'm so sorry that you're having to deal with that. Even though he lives, still very difficult to deal with. Because, you know, I hate to dwell on this, but because it makes you sort of doubt everybody, because it makes you think, well, who am I working with that's going through this same stuff? And it starts to make you wonder even about you. I mean, that's just a very normal reaction to when something unexpected like that happens to a person that you thought otherwise was doing great. Just like when you're, you know, your best friends are having a great marriage and all of a sudden they announce they're getting divorced and you think, oh my God, everything's up. And so I know that is also a shared trauma to everybody else in the police, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the Pensacola Police Department is no stranger to an incident like that, which, you know, something happening like that you never saw coming with certain individuals. So, yeah, just want people to reach out and ask for help. And before you do anything drastic, just give the professionals an opportunity to help.
All right. Very good. Last thing that we always like to end on is a did you know or a cop myth or a why do we do that? Do you have one for this week, Mike?
Yeah, and this is a rerun because it happens all the time, and I got a question about it this week, so I felt like we needed to talk about it again. And people want to know why, if they just went through a stop sign or some very minor traffic issue, why do two Pensacola police officers come to that traffic stop? And it makes them feel, you know, they feel intimidated. They feel like that they're being treated as a criminal. And that's not the intent at all. What that is a policy that we have for officer safety reasons, that when you stop a car or you get out with a person for a field interview or any other call, just about everything we do, we're going to send at least another officer for backup until we know that that situation is going fine. And then that officer can break and go someplace else if he needs to. So it has nothing to do with a person being stopped. It's just officer safety reasons.
Well, and I mean, as something that I had learned from doing ride-alongs with y'all several years ago, is the picture you have from the television or the movie is that you have two cops riding in this car all the time, and it's often just one police officer, and of course you want an additional officer on the scene, both from the officer safety point of view, but also from the, you know, the person being, you know, just stopped point of view. That's more eyes, that's more involvement, that's always better for everybody involved. And again, because, you know, single people in cars, it's good to have an extra person. So that makes perfect sense. I'm glad you addressed that for us. Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thanks for doing what you do to keep us safe and to keep us informed, sir. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You bet. 551 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Always a good conversation with Mike. I always learn something. It's always good. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home and you're not sure whether you want to, or you're thinking about buying a home, maybe for the first time because you rent and you're not sure whether you want to, Christina Leavenworth. She is a great resource to talk to. And I know what you might think is you've heard me talk about her, and she sold 230 homes last year, and you think, oh, man, I just don't want to bother her. She sounds so busy, and I don't want to be that person that calls her up and takes an hour of her time, and then we wind up not making, you know, a sale or not doing a deal with her. And it's just, she's no. She literally said on Pep Talk last week with Tammy Martin, look, it's not a bother. I like to meet people. I like to talk about real estate. I like to help people. And honestly, if I help people make a good decision and that decision doesn't, like, you know, benefit me financially, I still help people make a good decision. And that makes me satisfied. And now maybe, you know, you come back in a couple of years and, you know, work with her. Maybe you don't. Maybe you refer a friend. Maybe you don't. She says, I don't care. I like helping people. I like working with people. No big deal. Also, you know, she's kind of a nerd about, you know, real estate stuff. And she would say that. I mean, she did say that. She's a geek about it. And you want that in somebody who's going to be like a professional services that you hire, because you want them to obsess over the subject matter. You don't want the person that's like, you know, I care a little bit about my field. It's kind of a pastime for me. Like, that's not who you want, right? And she definitely is that. Pay attention. Learn it all. Try to be on top of it all the time. Tell me what I can do better, not just tell me what I already do well. That's Christina Leavenworth. 723-9158. Give her a call. Bother her. She doesn't mind it. It's not a bother. 723-9158.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Oh, I have a bone to pick with you, Gracie.
What?
Gracie, even 6 o'clock.
Gracie's sitting in at sitting in for Candy this morning, who is out. And I remember having a conversation with Candy one time where she said, you said something about the music, the bumper music, and you said, that's that Van Halen band that Andrew likes so much. That Van Halen band.
Yeah, you love them, though.
That's not the point. That is not the point. Oh,
so sorry.
I don't know. It's all right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Survivors of sexual assault by former USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nass are now suing MSU over what they're calling secret decisions regarding releasing documents in the case. They say they're not seeking money, but accountability in the lawsuit. Nass are currently serving time in prison for those assaults. The man who sang the Eagles classic Take It to the Limit has died. Randy Meisner was the bass player, founding member of the Eagles. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. He passed away Wednesday this week due to COPD complications. And Bud Light maker Anheuser-Busch now laying off hundreds of people, Andrew. They say this is after their sales dropped after their partnership with Dylan Mulvaney. Hundreds of people expected to be laid off, about 2% of their workforce in the U.S.
Yeah, on the one hand, I think a lot of people who are really in favor of the boycotting of Bud Light over the Dylan Mulvaney incident, they celebrated this news, right? The headline.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, I mean, it's only 2% of the workforce. Like, it's not like, you know, you destroyed Budweiser or InBev,
right,
or whatever.
It's not
huge
number.
Yeah, but it is, you know, a couple hundred people. And listen, the flip side of that, just as a, you know, keep it in mind, is refusing to buy Bud Light has now cost a couple of hundred people their jobs.
Right. And it's not the decision makers either. This is the people driving the trucks.
That's right. You didn't punish the executives. You punished those. Now, I'm not saying you ought to buy Bud Light. I'm not saying you shouldn't protest. And I'm not saying that Bud Light was right for any. I'm just, you know, you always got to understand the actual circumstances that have been a result of your choices. That's all. Just like, you know, the makers of Bud Light should understand their consequences of their choices, right? So anyway, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. What else do we have going on? I don't think I can get into this right now. No, fine, I will. You know what the squad is? The squad is this handful of young, up-and-coming, you know, liberals that I don't know how you get to be a member of, because I thought it had been just like Ilhan Omar and Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I didn't know they were taking on new members. I didn't know it was like a gang. Did they get jackets? I don't know. But, you know, these are the questions I ask. I see them primarily being green jackets, of course. So anyway, we've got a new member, Representative Greg Kassar of Texas. Again, I don't know how you join. But he announced the other day that he had done something very, very significant in solidarity with the workers in Texas. He'd gone on a thirst strike. So he had gone without food or water for 9 whole hours. 9 hours. But he says, I'm more energized than ever to get this done. So other people were snarky. Democrat Greg Kassar went 8 hours without eating or drinking something. To normal Americans, that's skipping breakfast or lunch at work. To him, it's a hunger strike. Set up the media cameras, and once it's over, what a pathetic stunt. Somebody says, yay, skipping breakfast for climate change. Oh, man. Somebody says, I go on a thirst strike literally every night at bedtime. Please clap for me.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.